The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Benelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Okay, hour number two of USAPrepares.com. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. I just have a quick announcement. On the 16th of this month, that's a Saturday, at 3 o'clock in Springfield, Missouri, at the DoubleTree, I will be speaking at the Preppers and Patriots Expo, Springfield, Missouri. And I'm going to talk about the lies. How big are the lies? That will be my presentation. I understand Joyce Riley will be there. John Moore will be there. And several other USAPrepares.com instructors will be there. This is not our expo. But I was asked to speak, and I'm bringing some of our instructors with us. I'm bringing John Dollarhite, Judy Dollarhite, Ken Hurley will be there. And so if you want to meet us and say hi to some of us, we will be at the Preppers and Patriots Expo in Springfield, Missouri. And there's a post on the website. I will be speaking on Saturday at 3 o'clock. How big are the lies? So we'd love to see you. If you'd like to come on out, and Preppers and Patriots Expo. Meetup is on Monday, and this Monday, Dr. Lou, our newest instructor from California, will be talking about health, and Erin Dakins. Erin Dakins, I broadcast with her on her show. She comes on ours, and she and I have a 2-hour broadcast on Fridays from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock called The Bunker Files, The Bunker Files. And that's, you can listen to that. Information's on the website, usaprepares.com. And we do 2 hours of in-depth investigation and reporting of the news. And we talk about our opinions and we share things that we see all around us. So that's on Fridays only for 2 hours. Okay, that is in addition to what we do right here Monday through Friday at usaprepares.com. Rick Miller's with us. Rick, you know, one of the things that we were talking about is how life is becoming more complicated. So as I was saying, it took me one whole day to fix my computer. Now, that should have taken 15 or 20 minutes. Okay? But it was so complicated because I hadn't done it before and because I had to reboot and reboot and reboot. And I didn't know if the new or the replacement card that was identical to the one that failed that I got on eBay was, you know, a good working card or not, because I hadn't tested it before and I didn't have another machine that I could test it in. So it was complicated because I hadn't done it before and because I didn't know all the details. And that's what life is becoming, as far as I can tell. We are relying more and more on technology to do things, and as we use technology more and more, we forget how to do the things that we used to do on a routine basis. So, for example, if someone asked me the phone number of someone I might call pretty often, I would probably say, I don't know. I don't know, because all I have to do is push a button, right, to call a person now. And, you know, redial or just search for that person's number on a screen, like on a smartphone or an iPhone, hit the person's number and it dials it. So I don't need to memorize that person's number. However, you know, back in the 1960s, I memorized all of the phone numbers that I called.
You didn't have an area code back then. And what is the square root of 7?
you know,
I remember when you could do that on a piece of paper. the protocol for figuring out what the square root of 7 was. I want it to 7 places. Okay, now, to do that required you understanding how something worked.
Right.
Today, your car is literally a computer. The new cars, they're not the old ones. The new cars are like computers.
Right.
It's about marketing. And so it hasn't, nuclear energy hasn't been cheaper, and it hasn't enriched your life, because now California wants to tear one down at the tune of something like $2.1 billion to dismantle. And look at all the ones you've got out where you are.
Mm-hmm. All right, Rick, since you
took your eye off the ball in values of what was important. It used to be your land and your family and your education. Education was how you got out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't how hard you worked. It was how smart you were, how aware you were of using things. This is we have been distracted by money and the concept of money, which is a theatrical prop. It's not real. Mm-hmm. What's real is your labor. And barter used to be, and barter will become again, why you want to be educated, because the more you know, the more asset you are to your community. Get a grip.
Since you mentioned cars, we have since you mentioned cars, we have had this problem with one of our vehicles. It's a 1999 Dodge 3/4 ton 4-wheel drive Cummins turbo diesel truck. Okay, just a picture.
Yeah,
two batteries. Now this thing has two batteries, one on each side of the engine in the front. And they're tied in parallel with a set of heavy battery cables. 1999. Well, what was happening with this Dodge truck is it would not stay. It has an automatic transmission, and it would not stay in gear. So if you're going up a hill, it would downshift, upshift, downshift, upshift, and it was rough on the transmission. Well,
the dealer
said, you know, it's a computer, and you know, here's what you do: you unplug these computer connectors, and that will reset the computer, and then you plug them back in, and everything will be fine. Well, and it absolutely was. But we had to do it more and more often. Then we'd clean the battery terminals and put them back on and change the battery terminal bolts, and everything looked fine. Well, here's what we did. We decided, after probably over a year of this nonsense, that we were going to replace the battery terminal. So we took off the cables. Our son and I took off the battery cables from the truck and put them in the vise in our automotive shop here at the farm. And we used a hacksaw and we cut off the lead factory battery terminals. And we cleaned them with a wire brush and cleaned the cables with baking soda and water, and then rinsed it really well to make sure there's no residue of baking soda and water on the cables. And we brought the cables to an independent auto parts store. And for $5.99 plus tax, plus $2 to crimp each one of those cables on, we replaced the cables. And do you know that truck is running perfectly? And here's the point. The point is, computers require really, really good power. It's got to be clean. It's got to be the right voltage and the right amperage. Well, if you can deliver that, they work fairly well. Well, that was the problem. There was something going on with those battery cables. They looked okay. They appeared okay, but they weren't. And we replaced them, and now everything's fine. So that $2,000 transmission rebuild that it apparently was, you know, what we needed to do, even though the symptom was it was the transmission, it was not the transmission. It was four $5.99 battery cables plus $2.
And most likely, it was designed to do that exactly thing, so it required others going in for a computer tech to realign your screen. That kind of thing.
Yeah, and it's getting really complicated. So it's, now who knows that is the problem? Well, it's the guy who was persistent and said, I'm not taking this. I am going to figure this out if it kills me. And that's what we did. We said, we're not taking this. We are not bringing it to the shop. We are not going to submit. We're going to figure this out. And it was simple. It was absolutely simple.
You sound like the movie Network.
I'm not taking it. Well, and so the next thing It's a domino effect. So the next thing is, you know, the backhoe is having trouble starting. Tell you what, let's rip out these original factory battery cables from this case.
Imagine that. The battery is, you can set your clock to when the battery's going to wear out. That thing has been so engineered as to be for replacement. The whole thing is about marketing.
Well, since we figured out what to do with the Dodge Cummins turbo diesel truck, the 1999, we had a problem with the starting of the Case 580 backhoe. So what I told my son was, let's apply the same thought process. So he ripped out the battery cables, and I'm exaggerating, he disconnected them, and we had the battery cables replaced. And we also cleaned up the ground connections on the other side. There's the positive side and a negative side. The negative side is the ground. And we ran a heavy cable from the battery to the engine. Okay? And there's one already there from the battery to the frame. And now that backhoe starts up like it's brand new. And before, it appeared that this thing was just worn out, shot, and was worthless because we just couldn't start it. It took starting fluid. It took jumper cables. It took extra batteries. No, the batteries in it were fine, just like the truck. Just like the truck batteries were fine. So what I'm saying is, you guys listening can benefit from our scratching our head for a year trying to figure out what's going on. Battery terminals. Just, you know, you can clean them with sandpaper or steel wool or a wire brush. Make sure that your battery terminals are really, really good, because cars today and other equipment today require good quality electricity. So that's my little sermon on battery cables. And it was,
no,
Rick, it was...
It serves it on the metaphor, you know, the idea of becoming more independent, fixing things yourself so you understand how they work and don't have a fear of being dependent on someone else's knowledge base. Like they have to have a special oscilloscope to find where the problem is in your car. You know, my girlfriend just bought a brand new it's a Honda. Mm-hmm. It was a Honda Prius, I guess, or whatever they are, a CV something or other. And it has a gauge that will tell you when the tire pressure is off by 2 pounds.
Right.
And that thing kept going on and off, and we couldn't figure out how to talk.
Yeah,
to get in, to have someone show us.
Yeah, and not only that, wait till that thing fails and it's $100 for the device that's telling you that your tire pressure is off when it's not off because the sensor is off. Yeah, and there's 4 of them, 1 per wheel. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USA Prepares. We'll be right back.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. And Rick, you know, we're talking about our lives becoming complicated. We have all these devices to make them, you know, easier. Well, in the studio, you've been here and you know that I have two atomic clocks. I have one analog atomic clock by one manufacturer, and another one is a digital atomic clock. Now, I don't like the digital atomic clock because, like, right now it says 10:23. I'd really like to know to the exact second, you know, what the time is, because radio is to the second. So next to that, I have an atomic clock, which looks like an old school clock. But it's an atomic clock. It's battery powered. It's got a white face, black numbers, and a red second hand. And that's the one I really like. Well, you know, we had a thunderclap, a bunch of them this morning, with some lightning, and that darn atomic clock, one of them forgot what time it is. So it's just another complication. It didn't like the static pulse that came out of that thundercloud. So it got all confused. Now, it's the digital one. So the digital clock forgot the hour. It has the minutes, but it forgot the hour. So I'm looking at these two clocks and they show different times. So I don't really like that. And all I'm saying is something that we take for granted, something that receives its signal through the air from the government, providing the exact time, the same time that here I am, using the same exact time as the network, GCN. Well, it wasn't right, and it drives me crazy looking at this thing. So this morning before the broadcast, I had to reset, the clock to give it the right time. Well, sometimes it takes 12 hours for these atomic clocks to synchronize. That's a real problem for me, because you can almost figure that I'm going to be on the air in 12 hours. So little things, just little things can be a real problem, just like this video card, just like when we had a little lightning hit over here at the farm, and it caused an explosion in the studio. You know, a lead acid battery blew up in the studio, acid everywhere, and that shut us down for a day. So did I expect that? No. Did I prepare for that? Well, I thought I did. I had the battery in a real safe battery box. I didn't want acid to go all over. Well, I didn't expect lightning to hit the farm right outside the window of the studio, but it did. So, you know, 1 second before that, I didn't know it was going to happen. I tried to prepare for it. I thought I did, but no, I didn't. So how many of us are susceptible to these kinds of conveniences that we depend on every day, all day, just going away? How angry do people get when they don't get cell phone reception? It's like, oh, cell phone doesn't work. You know, well, it worked like almost all the time, but just not right now for a few minutes. We have become dependent on these devices, and I think we are setting ourselves up for a catastrophic failure by depending on devices that we really should not have ever depended on in the first place. What are your thoughts on that, Rick?
Well, I think I wished I could go back to a more simpler life. That's one of the reasons when I left the military, was to live on a farm and have a little more internal reflection of myself and what was important to me, not what socially people thought I should be mostly doing. The only reason I'm doing radio right now is to sell books. If I didn't have to do that, I would be back on a farm out in the woods somewhere, completely content and not thinking about geoengineering. You know,
let's sell some books.
Well,
let's sell some books.
That's going to have to happen because listen, geoengineering, I have made some discoveries on this. What they're doing now, the polymer captures the water, it forms a cloud. They set these clouds next to storms so that they can pull the moisture from that storm and use it for their own storm. And they then hit a beam from space, hits a very discrete point in the chemtrail, and it becomes a chem bomb where it super heats the water, it cavitates into something weird and ignites the barium and strontium that has been laced in it for an explosion. You can see it on NOAA infrared maps. There it is. Boom. And you can see the waves going away from air currents. It's very clear.
Yeah, and things are twisted, and we the people are allowing them to manipulate our weather to our own detriment. Rick Miller and I will be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen.
a total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rick Miller's with us, and, you know, Rick, I just walked around the studio for a minute during the break, and I roughly counted 44 cables. There are 44 cables here in the studio that I can easily see, touch, unplug, trip over. and you know, I've got them color-coded, but I'll tell you what, if someone were to switch three of them, it would probably take me a couple hours to figure out what happened and what to do about it. Seriously, and we're talking about life's complexity. I'd like to shift to something else.
Well, Steve Angle, I was talking with Grace about aliens. in the movie Mars Attacks where the president comes up and he says, why can't we all just get along? And two aliens looked at each other and started laughing, and then he shot the president.
Well, you know
what's going to happen? Follow Hollywood.
It'd be great if we could all get along, but the defectives are not going to allow that. They want us to
But imagine their concern and how many of us said no. Walmart with the Walmart is failing. Hey,
it is.
Guess what? It works.
Okay, well, all right, since you said the Chinese factory outlet, I went to Harbor Freight a few days ago, and I needed to buy a pair of pneumatic shears. So since we're putting thousands of square feet of roofing on this barn we're building, I needed to cut and trim this, and I thought, you know what, if I've got a compressor, I'll just hook it up to a long couple hundred-foot hose, and I'll use these pneumatic shears to cut the steel, because steel's kind of rough on the hands. I mean, especially when you're cutting hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of feet of this. So I bought these, and I went to the cashier, and the guy says, ID. You know, for $31.99, ID? He said, yeah, I need to see your ID. Well, I said, I explained to this young guy, that's not going to happen. I just, you know, looked at him matter-of-factly. I said, that's not going to happen. He said, well, you're not going to be able to buy it. So I said, okay. So I picked it up, and I walked over to the next cashier, maybe 20, 30 feet away, and I put it on her counter, and she rang it up, and I swiped my card, and everything was good, and then the manager came over. The manager said, yeah, we need to see ID when we do these transactions. And I said, I've been coming here for years. And she said, well, no, I've been here 13 years, and we've been requiring it. It's never happened to me. Never, ever happened. Here's the point. I said, no. She said, do you realize you're the only guy that says no? You're the only one. Everybody else gives their ID. Really? This is Harbor Freight.
Going into the sunset.
Well, this there are
That's
a lot of people.
That's why they call sheeple.
Yeah.
You know, we're mutating into sheep.
Well, Rick, here's the point. How is it possible that Vincent Finelli is the only guy who says no to a cashier when a cashier demands an ID to use a credit card for a transaction for $31.99? How is that possible that I'm the only guy? So in Springfield, Missouri, Springfield's got a couple hundred thousand people. How is it, and I'm sure people from outside of Springfield go to Harbor Freight, but why are they allowing a clerk, you know, to tell you what to do? So I said, you know, is there something wrong with my card? Is it over limit? Has it been declined? Is there a fraudulent alert? No. Everything's fine. So what's the problem? Well, we just want to make sure it's you. You don't think it's me?
Oh, debit. Well, see, I use a debit card, and I've been going to this place for almost 30 years. Everybody knows me. I worked there before, blah, blah, blah. And
yeah.
So they don't do that kind of. That's why you use local rather than foreign.
Well, I went to the local gal to get my driver's license renewed, and she said I need to see ID, and I go, what? You know my voice on the phone. You know who I am. You can pick me out of a crowd when I walk in here. You look up and you go, oh, I thought I heard your voice. So she knows who I am. I've been coming to her for years, and she still, because she's a state representative, you know, representing the state government, still wants to see my ID. She knows exactly who I am.
Well, wait till you see what happens when China takes over the United States utilities. That's happening.
And I'm working my best. Well, let's see. Let me look at the calendar. On the 22nd of this month, just a couple Fridays from now. We got Friday coming up, then the 15th and the 22nd. I'm going to be on stage for 120 seconds stating my case as to why people should consider voting for me as a director of Laclede Electric Co-op. And I suggest that everyone else get involved. Well, yeah. Yeah, I suggest that everyone else do the same thing. And if you want to see probably the most fun 120 seconds on a Friday for absolutely free, watch me on stage. Watch me on stage in front of 4,000 people, because I've got nothing to lose. Absolutely nothing to lose by doing whatever it is I'm going
to
do.
Oh, you have everything to gain.
Right. And so I'm going to have the most fun. I'm going to have the most fun I can in public.
You know that the petrodollar is going to fail this year, and that our banking system is right now freaking out. So, and you know, watch what happens. The idea of becoming a little more independent and how you do what you do. Your water out of the ground is done with a hand pump so that you could repair it if you had to, but you have a way to get it out of the ground. You know, that's the deal. Moving toward sovereignty and living a more simple life, if you can.
Since you mentioned that, I have been getting emails from all over the country. People are calling me, they're emailing me, and here's what they're saying. I'm going to give you the synopsis. They don't like where they live. They don't like where they live, and they want to move. Now, the reason they want to move, it's not because their neighbors changed. It's not because the community changed overnight. What has happened is they don't like the cops. They feel that when they go outside of their homes, they are at risk of being arrested for something that they don't think they deserve to be arrested for. They think that they're going to be stopped. They think they're going to be searched. They think they're going to be slammed on the hood of a car. They think they're going to be tased. They don't like it. So they want to move out of wherever they are. And I'm talking about the East Coast. The East Coast, the number of emails from the East Coast and Texas and even the West Coast, people hate it. They hate where they live because of people in government uniforms. They hate it. And they want to move out of those areas because of the oppression. And I don't blame them. As a matter of fact, you know, one of the reasons that I moved out of Virginia was because I was going to visit my dad in the hospital, and there was up ahead, there was all these red and blue lights on this two-lane road. So I stopped way back, and I waited for the cars in front of me to proceed ahead. And then when it came my turn, this state police guy in uniform with this big hat and big gun and body armor and all that goes, license and registration. I said, what's this all about? What for? And he looked at me like he was going to yank me out of my car through the window, out of the car, and beat me up right then and there. And what was it? What were those lights? Well, there were cars everywhere. There were cars along the side of the road. There were tow trucks. What was it all about? If you didn't have your license and registration and insurance card, they towed your car away. It was a checkpoint for driver's license and registration. It was
money
horrible.
Making for somebody.
Yeah, it was a toll booth for ad hoc toll booth for revenue. And
exactly.
And at that point, and this was many years ago, at that point I said, this is crazy. I don't want to be here in Virginia. These guys are out of control. So, you know, that helped us start the search in earnest for a safe place to live. Now, fortunately, in the county we live in Missouri, on Friday nights they only have one cop. It's great. He's got a whole county to ride around. So he's not here. He's someplace else. So this is the Wild West where I live. You're on your own, and that's one of the reasons why I'm armed all the time. I'm on my own. It's up to me to defend my rights and my family and my friends. It's up to me. And so that's what I do. Now, you mentioned something that caused me to write this down. I wrote down the name Steve Engel. Steve Engel is a historian for us and for the CSPOA. And he keeps saying, where are the Christians? Now, I've said this several days in the last week on the air. Where are the Christians? Now, you can substitute the word Christians for where are the members of our church? Where are we the people? Where are they? Why are they not coming out? Why are they not saying no? Why is it that the gal behind me and the gal behind her and the guy behind her, when they hear me say, no, I'm not going to give you my license and registration, or I'm not going to provide an ID to buy this thing at the Chinese factory outlet. Why is it that they don't say, hey, you know that guy that just went through the cashier, that your line? I'm with him. I'm not going to do it either. What's wrong with these people? Why don't we all get together and say no?
1% doing that to cause change. It's no longer 10. the system is so fragile that all it takes is 5% saying change, saying no. That's all it takes to cause any change. Start with county commissioners.
Well, that's another thing.
Grassroots level.
Run for county office. And, you know,
if I had the time,
I would run for county commissioner. Now, one of my friends, Sam Bushman, every time I talk to him, he says, Vinny, I've been trying to get you on the phone. I can't get you. You know, you don't answer the phone, or you're always out, or you're on the farm, or you're in the tractor. You know, why don't you run for sheriff in your spare time? Well, I am. And there's
that
this running joke.
You'd never be home, just like you are now.
Well, I'll tell you what. If I'm elected sheriff, I'm going to ask Shane Harger to join me. I'm going to ask him to be my deputy. Seriously. I think we'll have a nice running county, and we're not going to beat people up. We're not going to ticket them. You know, I talked to a guy, back to Steve Angle, where are the Christians? I talked to a guy who's a cop. He's a cop from another state, not Missouri. And I like to ask the cops, do you guys have ticket quotas? And this guy said, no, we don't have a ticket quota. What we have is a system whereby if you don't write enough tickets, you get to drive the jalopy. You get to drive the old clunker. You get to be in Siberia. You get to be in the combat zone. And you get the night shift. No, we don't have a ticket quota. How many guys are driving in nice cars? All of them. We'll be right back.
This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dry foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory-fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory Authorized Mountain House Sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30 bottle, 30 days summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why have got your
take my
when you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
I just got an email from Garland, and Garland comes to the meetups, and he's been with us for years, and he said, what is a dyslexic agnostic insomniac? A person who lays awake at a person who lays awake at night and wonders if there is a dog.
Yeah.
So, Rick, tomorrow we'll have an update on Shane Harder. So if you listen to USA Prepares of the Bunker Files, we'll have an update on the status with Shane Harder. And the numbers are on the website if you'd like to call and do some investigative reporting on what's going on. So those numbers are on the website. And, Rick, I had a question for you. Or actually, we talked about this at the meetup when you helped us on Monday at Jimmy's Egg. And I mentioned that because I broadcast on Galaxy 19, they are an affiliate of Genesis Communications Network. So we broadcast and they pick up our live feed and put it on Galaxy 19 satellite radio. So I wanted to see what else is on satellite radio, and I bought a satellite receiver, and I was hooking up the dish. Now, when I laid out the house on our property, I aimed it north-south in terms of the sides of the house. The front is facing east, and the back is facing west. Exactly. When we built the house, I used multiple compasses, and they were accurate, and I verified it, and I put this house perfectly north and south. So, the front was facing east, no question about it. So when I hooked up the satellite receiver, I knew where 180 degrees was south, and I aimed the antenna right there, and I didn't need a compass because I knew exactly where south was. And what I found out was south is not where it used to be. It moved. It literally moved a few degrees. You were talking about the pole shift. Rick, yes. It happened. There's no question. Yeah. It happened over the last, since 2005. It moved.
So the question is?
The question is it going to keep moving? Has it been moving, you know, since?
Yes, it's going to keep moving. There is a high likelihood that this particular keep moving is going to happen all within your lifetime. That means there will be, at some places, mantle shift. That means nothing lives. And it's We Are the Earthquake Generation. That's a good book to read. Enjoy this moment.
So, Rick, you know, being a little humorous,
yeah.
if I'm going to plant a greenhouse, I ought to plant it on a Lazy Susan so I can turn it to...
There you go. Now, that's what I'm talking about.
So, really, so...
All the gamma rays coming in from the spacecraft as they come down, huh?
So Rick, when you say we're the mantle generation, or the mantle shift...
Miles, that kind of shift. That methane that's being released right now up in Arctic, Alaska, and so on, and showing those holes blowing up in Russia, would suggest there's some serious shifting going on. And the fact that they're discovering bacteria that far down in the Earth means the Earth may have more water and methane and other things down there that we hadn't previously realized, and that will be part of the catastrophic.
Rick, is there something that we should do to protect ourselves from it? Obviously, store food,
yeah,
store water.
Space. You know, you can go to Mars. Yes. I don't know. I don't know, of course. I don't know. I know that Bert Bolling, who is, in my opinion, highest credibility in these areas, that's what I key off of, says it's going to change everything.
Okay, and the book that you think we should read is called what?
We Are the Earthquake Generation. That's a good place to start.
Okay, and if you're interested in Rick Miller's books, RichardAllenMiller.com. RichardAllenMiller.com. Hey, Rick, thanks so much for being with us today. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Despite what medical experts tell you, it's just not possible to get all the nutrients your body needs from food. Minerals are essential for good health, but not all soils contain these nutrients, so they won't be in your food. And Dr. Peter Glidden knows this.
Longevity's organic plant-derived liquid minerals. This mineral supplement, which contains 77 plant-derived organic, certified organic minerals, in a colloidal state, saturated, concentrated just below the saturation index, is unrivaled in the field of medical nutrition, the field of nutrition, period. There's no other company that has a product that even comes close to this, and this is a big deal.
Order your liquid colloidal minerals from Longevity today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at FireYourMDNow.com. That's FireYourMDNow.com.